Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me on Rumble by going to rumble.com/Mark Parham. So I'm looking at, this whole situation with Donald Trump, and he's having all these different lawsuits and court cases, and it's just a mess. And they're doing it because they are so worried about Donald Trump winning. People are supporting him, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, people in the inner city. I mean, there's this groundswell of there's this huge base of support for Donald Trump now. I think more people support Donald Trump now than they did in the past. That's what I'm starting to notice. And even though, you know, you have in the legacy media companies, they're coming out and saying, oh, well, you know, Donald Trump, the polls, everything is neck and neck, and, you know, the polls and all this other stuff. I don't believe it, but anyway, the legacy media is going to support, you know, Joe Biden because, again, a lot of people in legacy media are liberals. They support the Democrats. It is what it is. And so, you know, when they give their opinion, they're really giving their opinion on Donald Trump because they don't like Donald Trump. And so that's why you hear these stories where they're saying, oh, well, Donald Trump, he came into the courtroom and he was, you know, doing this, and he went to sleep, and all these other things. When you have video of Biden, I think Biden was in Hawaii, and Biden was sleeping, and people were talking, and he wasn't even paying attention. So, you know, they come up with these stories to promote out into the public, where they will, you know, Donald Trump could slip on some ice or something outside of a sidewalk somewhere, and they make it the main story. But when it comes to Biden, Biden can't even find his way off stage, and they really don't say anything about it. So anyway, I'm looking at the court cases and just lawsuit after lawsuit, and they're finding these women from the 1980s, like they're sitting up and trying to, you know, use every law they can to get Donald Trump. And think about it, if they sat up and did this with, let's just say, someone like Joe Biden or Barack Obama, I mean, those two men would probably be in prison or something right now, federal prison or whatever. And so my thing about it is they're using all of this stuff because they know they can't beat Donald Trump fair and square. They see that more people are supporting him now than ever before. And this is, you know, including groups that normally don't vote for Joe Biden. I mean, normally you have people that support the Democrats. They're switching over. They're like, we're seeing what's going on with the country, and we can't take crime and inflation and all this other stuff going on. They're tired of it, and they're seeing what's happening to the cities. They're seeing what's happening to the education system. They're seeing what's happening with this whole gender argument. I mean, literally, we have folks that are arguing about, you know, there's multiple genders, just crazy stuff, when everybody knows, you know, you're either a man or a woman in society. It is what it is. And so again, I think that, you know, the powers that be are actually going to try to put Donald Trump in prison. And I hate to say it, but they know they can't win fair and square. They know that, you know, people are supporting Donald Trump. They know that people are looking at the economy. And if you went to a grocery store, you've purchased groceries, you really don't support someone like Joe Biden. And so people are seeing what's going on with the world, and every day, like I said, Donald Trump doesn't even have to run campaign ads, because if you're breathing and living and you have a mind, you know that Joe Biden is really messing things up. I mean, you look at the news with the border, you look at all these different things. Donald Trump really doesn't have to run any campaign ads. Like normally during the election season, how people run campaign ads and stuff like that to contrast what they've done versus what someone else has done. Donald Trump doesn't even need to do that, because when you turn on the news, that's a perfect campaign ad for someone like Donald Trump. When you look at people crossing the border, when you're looking at what's going on with Zelensky and us giving him money, like Donald Trump doesn't even really need to spend for ads this time. All somebody has to do is turn on the news and they see a bunch of problems. And so I think that because Donald Trump is getting a lot of support, they know they can't beat him in the polls. I really think, like I said, and I hope this doesn't happen, but I think they might send Donald Trump to prison. That's the only way they can beat him. The only way they can beat him is to send him to prison. They can't beat him any other way. The only way they can beat him is basically say, you know what? You broke this law. We're going to give you 4 years in federal prison. That's the only way. I mean, I don't think they're going to necessarily give him a long sentence, a long prison sentence, but they want to lock him up before the election so, you know, Joe Biden can come in and do what he wants to do and then probably release Donald Trump from federal prison after, you know, Joe Biden's on his way out of the White House. That's what I think that's what I think the Democrats plan, what they plan to do. They plan to sit up and, you know, find a way to lock Donald Trump up. And then as Joe Biden's about to leave the White House on his last, you know, few years in the White House, if, you know, things go the way they plan to go, I think that the Democrats are going to say, oh, well, you know what? We want to release Trump. He's done enough time. They're going to find some sort of weird way to give Trump a little bit of time. They're not going to give him 30 years or anything like that, but they're going to find a way to keep him at bay so Joe Biden can do what he wants to do with this country. I think that's the only way, you know, the only thing the Democrats are planning, because if you look at what's going on every day, I don't see how anybody could support a Democrat. Like, the only people supporting Democrats are people that are hardcore, just left-wing type of folks that believe in 50,000 different genders and stuff like that. Because if you're a person who lives and works and is a productive citizen and you care about, you know, what's going on with crime, there's no way you can support someone like Joe Biden. And even if you look at Kamala Harris, that doesn't help either. I mean, you see the terrible job she's done as vice president. So, again, they can't beat Donald Trump fair and square. I think they're going to end up giving Trump some prison time. And then, like I said, give him maybe 4 years, 5 years. They're not going to give him a long sentence. And then that's just enough time so where, you know, Joe Biden can step in, do what he needs to do. And then Joe Biden, then the Democrats will say, oh, well, Donald Trump's done enough time. Let's release him. That's the only way that the Democrats can, you know, win this election, because they know, I really think that it's to the point where there's so much support for Donald Trump that even if the Democrats mess with the polls this time, which they're going to do, I think that there's going to be so much support for Donald Trump, it won't even matter. That's what I think. And so they know they can't beat him any other way but to lock him up and, you know, say, oh, well, because Trump's in jail, Joe Biden, you know, go out and support Joe Biden because Donald Trump's in prison. They're going to do something. But I think they're eventually going to give Donald Trump some prison time. That's just what I think. I hope it doesn't happen. I'm a huge Trump supporter, but that's the only way that they can control the country is by locking Donald Trump up. Because Donald Trump, I mean, I look at even some of the supporters, they're outside with their flags. Like, he has a huge base of people that support him, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, men, women. And so what do you do with a guy like that? The Democrats say, well, we can't beat him any other way, but, you know, do something behind the scenes that is corrupt. But, you know, the Democrats don't care about being corrupt. They just care about winning elections. So in the comment section, let me know how you feel. Do you think Donald Trump will go to prison? I think that the Democrats, it comes down to it, that's what they're going to try to do. But let me know in the comment section how you feel. I hope it doesn't happen, but the Democrats don't play fair. So again, I really hope it does not happen, but I just don't trust Joe Biden. I don't trust Joe Biden, the Democrats, after seeing what they've done with, you know, the country and letting people come across the border and spying on people's social media accounts and all sorts of stuff. I think that they're really thinking about this as an option. So let me know how you feel in the comment section. Thank you.